No offense, Tiff, Lauren, Mia, love you. I might have to branch off and start a new Asian girl squad. Cause would that not be fucking iconic?
Let's go home.
Welcome back to Wild Till 9. I'm boyfriend still. I would like to say, hold on. For audio people, I'm so sorry. And you've already read the title, so just fucking play along with it. You know. I would liken this to, you know, when you, did you believe in Santa as a kid?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you remember when you stopped believing in Santa?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you fake it for your parents a little bit?
God, no.
Really?
No.
Oh, I milked that shit as long as possible.
I'm not smart in that way.
Oh, I was like, wait, so if I believe in Santa.
You fucking would too.
And if I don't believe in Santa, I believe in fucking Santa. And Santa kept coming. And
to the How many years did you keep up the facade?
At least seventh grade.
No.
And like, I wasn't like a seventh grader who was aloof.
I was going to say, yeah. I think I told my friend in eighth grade, she's still like,
get out
actually
of here. No.
Believe in Santa. But would you, to your friends, be like, oh, I know, but it's just like the shtick that I've got going on.
100%. They were like, run it up.
As long as they know. But I literally broke it to my friend in eighth grade.
Get out of here.
She was like, Santa. And I was like, wait.
Ma'am.
Santa? And she also thought that, you know, the word Q-U-E-U-E? Guess how she, I probably said this.
A Q.
A Q. Please tell me how you think she pronounced that.
Q-A?
Quay-way.
Oh, Quay-way.
Quay-way. Oh. But we can segue into the next topic. Segue? Yeah.
Well, no, we're going to go back to that because I would like everyone who's on audio that's already read the title, and I'm sure we'll clickbait a bit about how wonderful you are, to just pretend for a moment that you don't know who it is. And I'm going to read the prettybasic.fandom.com.
Shut the fuck up.
Biography of you. So real quick, name, but you know, redacted.
Wait, what is this website?
Prettybasic.fandom.com.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. That exists.
It exists, yeah. Oh. And so you were born on the 7th of February, 1995.
Big Aquarius energy.
Place of birth. Well, we'll get into that. do the people know that it's Aquarius season today?
It's not Aquarius season, it's Leo season.
Are we in the same room together? Are we doing a podcast?
Oh, yes, it's Aquarius season. 365 days a year in this room when it's just us.
Whenever it's just us.
Yes.
No Leo energy
Matt
to ruin
sometimes,
the vibe.
Only sometimes.
Anyway, so my favorite part is that it says place of birth, California. And then it says species, human.
Love. That just is true.
In case there was any question.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So Remy Cruz, Miss Remy Ashton.
Yes.
Is a social media influencer.
She is.
And you tell me when a lie comes. You tell me, the fact check this.
Okay.
She's a YouTuber.
Yeah, true.
A podcaster.
True.
An entrepreneur.
I guess true.
I'm sorry.
True.
I've seen your house.
True.
I've seen the Range Rover. Well, either you're a consumer or an entrepreneur or both.
Yeah.
Remy has over 2 million subscribers on YouTube channel.
True.
But is it more than 2 million?
It is more, mm-hmm. But at least 2 million.
It's not a lie.
Yeah.
It's not false. And on your main channel and yes. Over 1 million on your vlog channel.
Also true.
Rem Life.
Yes.
And 1 million followers on Instagram. You got more than that.
No, I'm at 1 mil, baby. And probably going under pretty soon.
And coming on down.
Yes. But if mm-hmm. you're listening to this, please feel free to follow Miss Remy Ashton on Instagram.
You have a skincare line?
Oh, I did. Not anymore.
Okay. So talk, okay. Mm-hmm. Skincare line. You know, that's actually not a topic that we were going to bring up.
We live, we learn, we laugh.
Going back to that entrepreneur thing.
Yes, exactly. That's why I was teetering on the idea.
Right.
Failed entrepreneur, but that's okay.
We have razors?
We did have razors.
We've got, actually.
I can't believe they wrote this on prettybasic.fandom.com.
Fun fact.
Yes.
I've shaved my balls with a Remy Cruz razor.
Shut the fuck up.
It's happened.
Smooth, right?
I can tell you why.
Huh?
When I first started dating Lauren, behind the scenes, everyone. When I first started dating Lauren, what about, like 2018?
Yes.
She had
a Miss Remy razor?
A pile of them.
As she should.
Came over.
Yes. Do you shave your balls regularly?
Oh, regularly.
Really?
Regularly.
How was your experience with the Miss Remy razor?
Genuinely, the soapy, lotiony thing was so voluptuous.
Yes, like lathery, sudsy.
I wonder if Lauren knew just how much she should be thanking you for my then what turned out to be what looked like prepubescent
your
balls because of zero hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
The weightiness of the metal handle, did you notice? Did you pick up?
Can I get the weightiness?
the weightiness of the metal razor.
Okay.
Did you
test that out?
I personally handcrafted each metal handle.
See,
I was hammering.
I just wish we were close enough when I did this to tell you at the time how multifaceted the utility was.
Thank you so
much.
Can
you not get them anymore? Are they done?
No, and I also have to clear the air. I did not hand make them, but I did I designed the razor handle.
Okay.
And they were only online. And I think they actually did sell well. So we can say entrepreneur.
Well, good for Greg Goodfried. And speaking of Greg, I see Remy's quotes.
Oh.
Shout out Greg.
Oh my gosh, shut the fuck up.
Content, maybe content.
Content, maybe content.
And the higher the air, the closer to God?
The higher the hair, the closer to God.
The higher the air. This says air.
Prettybasic.fandom.com.
Okay, so we found a lot.
Let me know. Yeah.
Okay, a couple more things that I want to go through. You have a family. And you're often seen grabbing lunch with your mother.
Yeah.
Hanging out with her other family.
Her other family. Oh, her sister.
No, other family.
Oh.
Just other family. as seen on the vlog on the 24th of December.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple things. She surprised Alicia on her birthday. What a very basic thing to say.
Pretty basic if you ask me.
And then Lord DIY is top listed on your other friends outside of Alicia.
Love
that. Wow, that's great. That's great. I don't want that. That's it for that information. That's done. How did you feel like that wrapped it up in a bow?
I think it very much represented my life.
Okay.
I mean, I think about that razor. I think about my failed skincare line. That's all I think about.
When you say failed skincare line,
I mean, not a dollar in my pocket.
Okay, but a question.
Yes.
Any dollars out of it?
No. And great, great, great learning experience. I will say the people that I worked with were so, so nice.
And so they were the ones that paid for it, right?
Oh, yes. So nice, as I said. Mm-hmm. And they set the precedent, honestly, for me now with people that I work with in the future. Like, they were so sweet and kind.
But that's terrible because now you're going to work with people and be like, you guys aren't that nice at all.
Exactly. But now I don't want to work with people unless they're that nice.
Well,
like, I was spoiled rotten.
Yeah, 2018.
Yes, and I apologize to them for not making a dollar for them.
They were like, oh, this is going to be our chance. This is going to be amazing.
They were so nice to me about it too.
They were like, it's okay.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, they got, okay. Oh, I feel bad. I do.
I do remember, and I'll introduce Remy in just a moment for everyone listening to me like, and who is this again? I can't remember. The Remy effect was a thing that I saw people say last Christmas when you were talking about small businesses. They called it the Remy effect.
Oh, the Remy effect,
when you would sell things out.
Yes. Those are my friends who said that. So I think they were extra nice.
You didn't need to say that. And Hannah, we'll keep that part in now for transparency. But I would have just given you the compliment.
Thank you so much.
So it's Lauren's birthday.
Yes.
I wish that we had like some story how she was just like off drunk, hungover, and couldn't do the pod.
Yeah.
But that's not true. She's up in Canada.
She might be, as far as we know.
She texted us both and said,
good night, love you.
At about what would have been 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's 28.
As she should.
That's 28.
You know that's what she wants to do though.
That's exactly what.
Exactly.
The last thing Lauren wants is to get so drunk that she ruins the rest of the week.
Oh yeah.
Really? I'm so excited you're here.
You should know, when I got the call to do this, I called my mom, I called my dad, I called Ollie, I called Cal, who was in the same house. I told everybody. I brought it up, honest to God, a few too many times to Lauren because you would ask me pretty far in advance. And I realized I probably was bringing it up a little too
much.
And
she was like,
I was a little too excited. Yeah, exactly. So I dialed it down. Last week, didn't bring it up. I went out of my way.
Did she say anything? Did she bring it up?
No, but I was like, oh, it'd be weird if I don't tell her that I'm coming when I thought I was going to come a couple days ago.
I wish more than anything she was just like, so we're like, are you still doing it?
But I think she's cool with it. She did say she was nervous that the audience would love me more. We all know that's not true. We all know we love Lauren, but I'm excited and honored to have been asked to fill in.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yes.
But if you do love it more, let us know because we'll do the show. My very, 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 very first question, it's an important one, and I prepped you 0% for this.
I know. You told me you would.
I was like, you know what I'll tell you about this? Nothing. I'll bring up whatever I want. Okay, ready?
Yes.
And this is an hard question, but this divides people. This is a big difference. Some people say yes, people say no. I'm interested to see if your answer is the same as mine.
Okay.
Can a gender, any gender, be best friends, friends, whatever, with a different gender that they're attracted to as far as that gender is concerned, but maintain complete platonic, no sexual feelings whatsoever, long term.
I know your answers. Oh, actually.
You don't know what my answer is.
No, I don't know what your answer is. I would say, I would like to say yes, but okay. I think based on past experiences, no.
Past experiences?
Do you agree?
Past experiences?
Yeah. You just, like, I can't be friends with, this is pre-Cal.
Oh, I'm not saying when you're in a relationship. I'm saying, like, can two single individuals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So no. Right. No, 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 no.
Right. I'm saying, like, you know, girls are like girls, guys are like guys, girls are like guys. By any combination.
Non-binary.
Anything. Yes. Anything. I was going to say any gender that's attracted to the other gender, right?
Yes.
Those people. Can they be friends?
I don't. Okay. This is what I've always heard. And granted, this might be a little misogynistic for me to say.
Okay.
But I've always heard that.
What are you, you're going to be misogynistic?
Well, I feel like this, like, I don't know if this is true or not, okay, but this fine. Is what I've heard and I kind of believe it.
So everyone get ready and just type out canceling Remy currently.
Fuck you.
And put your finger over the enter button, ready?
I've always heard this and I've.
C-A-N.
From my. Personal experience. Have you hit enter?
Not yet.
Not yet. A straight dude does not want to be friends with a straight girl unless he wants to fuck her. Do you believe that?
I think you're 100% correct.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I've heard, and that's what I've experienced also.
The conversations now are going to roar, cancel both of us. That's just not true.
No, I know.
Me and my friend Sarah have been friends. I get it. I totally get it. I think you can be friends with someone that when you're in a relationship and old and you're not a just a hormonal teenager.
Yeah.
Teenagers.
Well, maybe. Yeah, that's true.
I think it's a chemical just balance going on in the imbalance up there. That's just whatever's in front of you.
I fully agree.
100%.
Maybe the rule is what we believe, but maybe you can be the exception to the rule. You never know.
I mean, there's an exception to every rule.
Exactly.
A close exception to every rule.
Exactly.
Have you ever had a long-term straight guy friend when you were...
I also only have gay guy friends.
Me too.
But they're the best.
I just, being in LA, there's a, and this is, now this is just going to be on me. There is a very specific type of just connection you can get with someone who's just like came out to LA to be exactly who they were.
Oh yeah.
And they're just there to live it. I'm like, I get it.
I
must be best friends.
Fucking love it. Mm. They also just like swarm to me. I think it's the energy.
Your energy?
My energy.
You attract them?
Absolutely.
You're a honeypot.
Yes.
I get it.
And I love it. My mom was the same too. So she lives for it. I
really?
Love it. Yes. We're like doing splits at drag brunch together. It's the most fun.
I wish my mom had more gay friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes life a lot more fun. It really does.
You know, anything that's ever come out of any of my like Midwest friends, I'm just like, come out to West Hollywood.
Yes.
Hang out. I will always remember when I was at the peak height of my frat boy, as far as I'm concerned, I found myself repulsive at these days. And I remember I came out to WeHo and I was in the Abbey. I was wearing Ralph Lauren just head to toe.
No.
Frat star Sperry's.
No. Sperry's,
and
yes.
I remember I was just looking around. I go, holy shit.
Were you excited?
I was like.
Or were you surprised?
I go, they figured it out.
You were home.
Oh, I was like, this is what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
Everyone's having fun.
Yes.
No one's worried about some creepy dude getting like, nyeh.
No.
You go out there, you're having fun. You don't care what the fuck. You're there
good
to
music.
Have a good time.
Good music, great lighting, great, just everything overall. You can't miss.
Well, maybe like drinks, service.
Oh, did hear about
oxygen.
That.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Besides that though, great.
Great.
Yeah.
My biggest regret in my life.
This is okay.
Was the few years in which I was just really looking for a boyfriend and refused to go to WeHo. And I missed out on so many years of Shania Twain hits, Lady Gaga. Now the Flaming Saddles is closed. Those are years I'll never get back.
You're right.
Yeah.
Did it close in New York and here?
I didn't know there was one in New York.
That's where the original one is.
Bye, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'll be on the plane tomorrow.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, and it's like, it's not like the one in LA that was huge. Because do you remember 11?
No.
Back in my day. 11 was my first gay bar. That was what Flaming Saddles was before.
Oh.
Yeah. And I remember I walked in and I was like.
That's where you had your awakening.
Hot girls on stripper poles.
Yep.
but no one's really interested in them. But also they're being more comfortable because they don't feel like someone's creeping.
Oh yeah, no, it's great.
People are still throwing dollars at her, even though I know they're not in. They're not.
It's like, yes, girl, fucking work.
Yeah.
Fucking work.
Everyone gets drunker, happier, cares less, faster when they're not creeped out by some dude going, hey, Steve, could you stop touching my ass?
Oh, for fucking sure. And then, you know, when you go to the gay bars and like I've gotten hit on a few times when I'm there, but you know, that's the ultimate creep because yeah. those are the guys that go there because they go to find girls who are just trying to have a good time.
That's creepy weird.
Like they're always like, really scary. Mm-mm. Really mm-mm, scary. Mm-mm, mm-mm.
So Miss Remy Ashton's in the building.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
I am big Aquarius energy.
Yes.
Bay to Bay.
Bay to Bay.
And if we were going to start a show, it would need to be called Bay to Bay.
To Bay. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's good. I feel like I'm cussing too much. I'm so sorry. I just can't cuss as much on my show. So I just let her rip here.
I was listening this morning.
Yes.
Because Pretty Basic now has a video channel.
Yes, check it out.
Although, why 17 YouTubes? What the fuck is that?
We were actually told by YouTube that it's best to separate.
Right.
And have a channel just for long form video content. And then if we wanted to do like highlights, and then we also have been like for years working on a lifestyle channel as it is.
But have you been doing anything with it?
We do. We go in like waves of being really, really good at it and really consistent, and then waves where we're really bad at it.
Okay.
So right now we're in a bad wave, but okay.
But also, you're coming back to you're coming to YouTube. You've really been on YouTube for the podcast.
Yeah. This is just what YouTube best practices said, so we follow what they said. We're excited to see what happens.
You guys are nerds. This is what YouTube best practices said. So we did it.
Why would you not use the resources that you were given?
We called our YouTube rep and she said,
We did.
I have no doubt in my mind that YouTube said you should start another channel and you should do different types of content on both channels that will perform better. And you said, that makes sense. And they said, you're welcome for the ad dollars. You know what?
We'll test it out. If it doesn't work, we'll just revert back.
I get it.
You will see.
Are you, okay. So we've been talking about you guys doing video forever, and we're not going to make this about a podcast about podcasts because fucking boring.
Yes.
But we'll clear it really quickly. You did your first, I watched the very first one today.
Yes.
I know you have some in the can.
Yes.
What is the thing that most excites you about it? And also, what's the thing that you're already like, oh, I can't stand that shit already?
Ooh, okay. Thing that's most exciting.
Yeah.
I think just visually seeing facial expressions. Actually, on my way over here, was driving and I was thinking about how much better our episode when you guys came on to Pretty Basic would have been had we had video format.
Yeah.
The fucking math equation faces I was making totally. When you're telling me about fuckboys and things like that.
Yeah.
That would have been great to have on camera. I don't love that. Obviously it's not as intimate, I guess, anymore. You know, there's like the lights and the cameras and the people.
Well, which and also your set is huge.
It's big.
Huge.
It's fucking hot. It's like, you get sweaty.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, but at the same time, it's fun to just start a new chapter. Obviously we've been wanting to do this for so long.
I mean, how many years have you guys been doing it?
Coming up on 3.
Wow.
And we were supposed to do it pre-COVID, have the studio up and running, but then obviously COVID. Mm-hmm. So now it's up and running and I'm excited. I think it's going to be good. Okay. I am.
And why do you hate it? Cause you have to have one reason why you don't like it. You have to.
That there's a lot of people and it's not as intimate.
Boring. What else?
Why do I hate it?
Yeah. No, that's the political answer.
Ugh. I mean, sitting on a couch and trying to look comfortable sucks. But like here, I'm moving forward. We did the first episode all glammed up.
You had to be glam.
Oh, I'm going to be sitting in sweatpants and crisscross applesauce every video.
I don't know if I ever got Lauren to not be in sweatpants. Usually she comes in and is in like the really comfy blanket, and which is great because everyone goes, when the fuck are you going to release the blanket?
Have you not released the blanket yet?
No, we have 19 of them downstairs.
Oh, I thought you guys released it and sold out already.
Doing merchandise with my dear, sweet
baby girl, Lauren.
Lauren. The things that I care about, I care a lot about. The things that she cares a lot about. When it comes to merchandise, it's not that I don't care about quality. I just wouldn't go through 19 samples for everything.
I think that's good for her though.
It is good
for her. And I'm sure she's learned up until now that she needs 19 samples. She's done so much merch.
If you get a piece of merchandise and the quality isn't there, Lauren will be upset to hear about it and she will raise hell.
Oh, the sweatshirts were amazing.
And you'll ruin my sex life for a week. So just keep it quiet. But Lauren cares about the quality of the things like blankets to put out. It's not that I wouldn't care about a blanket. I would, but like if you want a really comfortable blanket, you would probably go and feel blankets at a store and go, I want this one.
Yeah.
If you want a Wild Till 9 blanket, it's like, oh, I want a blanket, but like, it'd be cool because I watch and listen to Wild Till 9.
Yeah.
That gets us where my head's at.
I see what you're saying. I do see both sides. But as someone who is buying product, I do want the best of the best.
Totally.
So,
but meanwhile,
I'm side Lauren.
If it was up to Lauren, we would shoot this video on a French fry.
But you'd be sitting in the softest blanket while listening.
It would be 17 pixels. And yeah, that would be it. Okay, Ren.
Yes.
Where were you last weekend?
Lollapalooza.
Tell me the dumbest thing you did drunk. And not that I know you did anything dumb.
I was going to say, I didn't really do much. I didn't even really get that drunk. I was pretty chill.
Boring.
I know.
Why?
COVID and quarantine has changed me. I am no longer party girl Romy. I can't do it anymore.
Okay, first off, I know that you're not Romy. I'm talking to Remy right now.
I know.
Romy's in there.
She's...
Romy's in there.
She's just a little bit deeper in now. It takes a little more for her to come out.
To be fair, I did go out this last weekend and your brain just like constantly reminds you of the things that you haven't done in a year. Like,
oh my God, I know.
I just like, oh, I remember that. Like, I remember when we used to do that. I remember when, like, just shut that part of your brain off. I can't.
Even just like being around people, I get
totally
freaked out now.
I was at this bar,
yes,
with my college roommate, his brother. We're hanging out, whatever. And this, if she was 21, I would be shocked. I mean, she looked like a high, maybe high school. She was probably 22, 23. She walks up. I'm holding my drink. Sorry, audio. She taps the bottom of it. She goes, a little empty there?
What?
And I was like, huh? She goes, well, you're not drinking? What?
You don't know this girl?
Don't know her at all. She goes, so she's like, I get you a drink? And I'm not kidding. I felt awkward because I was like, wait, well, I'm sorry. Am I being hit on right now?
Yeah.
This never happened when I was single for the entire fucking, like, no girl ever walked up to me and said, can I buy you a drink, and tap my drink as if, hey, like, hey, kiddo, can I get you a drink, in my entire life?
Kind of
like,
lightly condescending in the way she said it.
Lightly condescending. And I was just like, I'm okay. That was my response. But I was like, I've lost all swag whatsoever. Like, Lauren would have loved to have been there and just gone. You loser. Fucking loser.
I know you came home and got in the shower, were doing some mundane activity and thought, fuck, I should have said this. So what's the correct response that you would have said?
Fuck off.
Oh, is that what we say?
Oh,
well, yeah, obviously, because you're in a relationship. Yeah. But like single Jeremy?
I'm not worried about Lauren being like, what is, actually, if Lauren had better, she loves to be like, get the fuck off of there. Like, okay, all right.
She fucking throws down on that bitch.
Lauren says she wants to get into a fight, and I love her to death, but those noodle arms are not going to hurt anybody. And you know, she's so pretty and so cute and so.
She could throw a punch. She boxes.
She's, but I feel like she's a little delicate.
She is.
You don't get it. You know, maybe, you know what I should do? I should pay an actor who's also a stunt person to pretend to get into a fight and lose and just be done with it.
Okay, but Tiff versus Lauren in a fight, who's winning?
I don't know who's winning, but Matt and I are losing. Touché. Very clear.
Touché.
Very clear.
Yep.
No, I think it's, well, okay. I think it's rude to be people. I think it's rude. If I had like told her actually to go fuck off or whatever, like, although she was a little aggressive and this and that, like, I think that's rude in the sense that I wasn't standing around any girls. I wasn't like with anybody. And like, although she shouldn't just assume I'm single.
Yeah.
She stepped out of her comfort zone. She walked over. She made a first move. So I was like,
that took a lot out of her, maybe.
If the amount of times that my dumb ass went and said something stupid to a girl at a bar that like could have gone so poorly, or maybe did go poorly or whatever, you could just say no. Nicely.
Just
say
no, thank you.
Yeah, like not everybody needs to meet on a dating app. I know we all met our fucking significant others on a dating app. But back in the day, you just went and shoot your shot.
That sounds scary.
Oh, I was
awful.
She got done with it and I was like, I'm so uncomfortable. Like,
you're like, why am I sweating?
Well, I was like, I wouldn't even know how to do that. It's crazy. No. But isn't it kind of like, you just like kind of forget shit? Like some things can like bounce back immediately. Some things do not.
I don't know why. I thought that, you know, in the depths of quarantine, I was like, I'm never gonna like turn down an opportunity again. Never gonna miss an event. Life.
I'm good.
You know, we're creeping back into some sort of normality. I have no interest. I don't know what it is.
When I got an email yesterday from Tesla. It goes.
Oh, yes.
It goes, we're sorry if you checked your account and saw the news. And I was like,
Oh no.
Am I being broken up with? And it was like, it's another 2 months until you get your car. It was supposed to be here like this August. Week.
Yes, yeah. You're right.
And I was like,
oh no.
I was more upset about the fact, well, God, no. There's not that much going on. But they did say August, and I had my expectation that, like, literally there was not one thing where I'm like, oh, this really messes up my schedule.
Yes.
Because my ass is
You're
still
just
home.
Emotionally hurt.
I am emotionally hurt. I understand. I feel like I trusted them, and yes. they didn't.
They just stomped on it.
Okay, Remy. So you are this one, of course, big Aquarius energy, badass female who's on 1,000 different things and 1,000 different opportunities with different people at all times.
I need to jump in. You are, and I've said this to you many times, my biggest hype man, probably the only person that hypes me up.
I haven't even got to the hype part yet.
Oh, really?
I haven't got to that part.
Okay, keep it coming.
So in preparation for this podcast, I'm not kidding. I sat down, I was like, let me just watch one vlog, see what's going on.
Is this your first time watching a vlog?
Of yours?
Yes. Be honest. You can be honest.
Yeah, I don't watch vlogs.
Okay,
I don't understand vlogs. It doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
Like, I have never watched a vlog of anyone in the entire world that I feel like, oh, let's watch another one. It doesn't make sense to me.
Interesting.
Yeah. And now,
no one?
I think it's because I don't seek it out. And therefore, the only time I've watched vlogs is somebody else's favorite. And when somebody brings a piece of content in front of you and goes, oh my God, you're going to think it's so funny. And they get 15 seconds into it and they start giggling and they notice that you don't. And they go, oh no, it's like, this is funny because.
But I'm that person who's sweating, just like, did you see this?
If Cal was here, he would say, oh my God, she runs in all the time and tells me about this. And like, I'm trying to do something.
But like, I really think she should get a hobby. Like, I just really think she should get a hobby. Can you believe he said that? I can, because he says it every day.
He's not saying it. Okay. You know why Cal said that? Because he's so pure and he wasn't thinking strategically about maybe that's a dumb thing to say.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I could get a hobby. And because he's not going to listen to this. I went to dinner the other night.
He's not going
to
listen to this?
No, I don't think so.
So we can talk all the shit.
Oh, we absolutely can.
Oh, we'll get into that then. There goes all my questions. We're just talking about Cal.
I went to dinner the other night and it's with this girl who's a huge Twitch streamer and her fiance. Super nice. She and Cal and them, like, obviously have a lot in common.
Right.
And I'm, you know, somewhat in the conversation, but I'm like, oh, what games do you play? You guys tried cool math games? Funbrain.com? Sims? And they're like, oh, you know, like, no. And so finally the fiance looks at me and goes like, Remy, so what hobbies, what do you like to do for fun? Yep. I literally go, I watch TikToks and, you know, I like to go shopping, taking naps are really fun. And then it kind of just awkwardly dwindled out. And in my head, I was like, I should get a hobby. Yeah.
Okay. So real quick, you got a dog?
Absolutely. Two. You got
another dog? Okay.
Two of them.
Do you put your heart and soul into them?
Yes.
Okay. Do you enjoy making, I don't know, new recipes?
I do.
Okay. Are you starting new businesses?
I am.
Do you need to?
Do I have a failed skincare line?
I didn't say.
I'm sorry.
I didn't say with the businesses. I just said starting them.
I honestly forgot about the skincare line. So I love that it was brought up because it's fresh now.
I read it and I go, I haven't heard about the skincare line. I hope this is going to go well.
You didn't ask Lauren? She was in my promo video.
I literally, was she?
She was.
Wow, so you helped her fail at something too. Wonderful. That's
her
wonderful.
First failure project.
That's beautiful. You know, she could be taken down a couple notches. I know that my ego's on my sleeve. You know, you can always knock hers back a few times.
Humbling experience.
I know, she's painfully humble. It pisses me off. I'm just like, oh, you're just so incredibly well-rounded and successful.
She really is.
Even keel, really just really thinks about things just very logically.
Down to earth. When I was typing her birthday message, I was like really trying to just be thinking super about honest. It. I put down to earth. I was like, she really is the most down to earth bitch I know.
Wait, will you read the birthday message?
Mm-hmm. It was short. It wasn't that long. Do you really want me to?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
And if it's boring, we'll just
Hannah.
If it's boring, we'll cut it out. But we'll leave the part in when we're going to say you're going to talk about it. So everyone will just know it's boring.
Fuck you. Happy birthday, my sweet Lore. I love you so, so much. And I'm so happy that we've gotten so close over the past year. Pleading face hearts. You're seriously the most down-to-earth bitch I know. And I'm always inspired to do everything. Wait. And I'm always inspired by everything you do.
Remy, look.
I know I'm doing
it. I'm doing it with you. Mm. Am I doing it right?
Is this it? You go like this and you'd go. But it's not cool to do it anymore. I love you and hope you're having the best time at home with your fam. I can't wait to see you when you're back. I love you.
That's adorable. That's way nicer than whatever I sent.
MILF. 1 year closer to being a MILF.
But like one of Lauren's ultimate goals
is to be a MILF.
To be MILFy.
Absolutely. Also, you're not wrong. She's 1 year closer to being a MILF.
And also, like, look at her. She hasn't changed really like facial structure since like 25. So I think she's going to look like that until about 65.
That's how it happens for Asian people.
Yeah.
We look the same, the same, the same, the same, the same. We turn 80, boom, decrepit.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Do you think that's tough for 80 year olds?
No, I think at that point they're in their senior living homes playing bingo.
Just ready to go?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of 82 year olds out there like, I'm not ready for that life
yet. My grandma looks fantastic and I think she's 82.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get about, well, fortunately I can afford Botox now, so you'll never know what I look like.
Have you ever told them that you pass out when you get Botox?
I guess I'll tell them now. So to further the story from the other day when I met my birth father for the first or second time and I saw his face and I was like, well, obviously I need Botox. Also, next time I talk to him, I definitely need to say that. I'd be like, by the way, thank you for inspiring me, Dad, to get Botox because your face looks like you're, well.
That's so mean.
Boy, but, you know, he's never had a near 30-year-old guy give him shit that he's related to.
And I you've think, got a lot
I
of
think
years.
I think I owe him that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I literally got in and I remember the very first time I went to go get Botox. Apparently, sometimes when you get a shot to the face, your adrenaline just kind of rushes to it. Okay. I'm not kidding. And so have you passed out before?
No.
What's with people not like, how have you lived this long and not passed out once?
I don't know. I just breathe.
Okay.
I just live.
Fucker. I just like, I don't know, I live.
I don't know. I just tell myself not to. And
I don't. I just tell myself not to be a bitch. So like, but okay. Did you not play any, you didn't play any contact sports, did you?
No. Yeah, no.
You play any sports?
Dance.
We'll digress to that. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
She says dance.
Add it to the-
Okay.
You're one of those people who think cheer is not a sport, huh?
So blood rushed to my face.
Yeah.
And I know Lauren gets squeamish and things, whatever. And I tried to be as just calm as possible. And I just go, hey, Doc, I just want to let you know, I am going to pass out in a second, okay? And I said, real quick, and Lauren was, wait, what? Huh? And she was starting to freak out. And they were like, we'll get you some juice and lean you back. And like, I was like, oh, it's all good. And like, I leaned back and I was like, okay, I'm going to go. I've passed out enough. So you pass out and you wake up and you go, how'd I get here? Oh, I passed out.
Wow.
That's it.
How long did it go? Like how long passed?
30 seconds, a minute. Oh, like not that long.
Okay.
Lauren, I think, it felt a little bit longer to her.
I understand but that.
Also, Lauren's like, if I had to be careful with the way I text Lauren, because it's like a mom, like, hey, oh my God, are you okay? We just talked 30 seconds ago. Of course I'm okay. Like the way that I talk to her now that she's in Canada, like distance, I have to like preface everything.
Understood.
I have to like give the full story. I can't be like, hey, are you busy?
No.
If I say, hey, are you busy?
That's a trigger.
I've moved.
Yes.
I took Moose with me.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell her where I am.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's, she's already got mom brain.
You're in Latvia.
I think you're going to have hella mom brain.
When I have kids?
You take care of everything. When people come over.
Wait, what's mom brain?
Oh, just like you're constantly just like, before the kid gets there, you're thinking about what they need.
I think if and when Cal and I have children, I think that I am going to be the, I don't know how to phrase it, but I'll, you know,
fun fucking parent.
I'll be the fun one.
Hell
yeah. I'll take care of the lunches. I'll be driving them to school. We'll be playing good music. We'll have lots of fun. I'm good cop. Cal will definitely be bad cop.
Cal's bad cop with the pups.
He is. It's
I've
crazy.
I've never
to
seen
me.
Cal like that.
I don't understand where it came from. Mode. I know. But it's great for me because I don't have to reprimand him.
You have to explain it. Okay. Mom and dad mode so for people that have had a dog before and they've co-parented, you might understand this. But
yes.
You have to explain the dad mode that goes on.
I mean, I had Daisy for 5 years, just she and I. Two buds kicking it.
Yeah.
You know, just she'd be gals. A little, you know, sometimes I'd bring home people and she'd be like, who the fuck is this?
Sex in the City. I get it.
Exactly.
She would judge too.
Oh.
You know, those dogs have judgy faces.
Oh my God.
Momo.
I had it. No, Daisy. I have a giant couch.
I don't know why I said Momo.
I'd walk in.
I was
after,
thinking Wormworm.
Yes. Wormworm.
Which we'll explain later.
After a night, after a marathon weekend of just binge drinking and partying, I walk in every night. She's on the couch with one paw up. I'm not even
leaning.
Kidding. Oh, she always leans. She's just like this. So we had 5 good years of just us two. And then I met Cal She immediately took to Cal. We became a nice little family of three.
Right.
Recently, we adopted a new little dog. Her name is Momo.
Yeah.
And suddenly, after, I think Cal just felt like, you know, Daisy was just my dog. Right. So we can't step in, obviously.
I get it, yeah.
I mean, how did you feel?
What can I say? I don't feel like Moose had much of a father figure in his life for the first year and a half.
I could agree with that.
And it's not anybody's fault.
No.
I think on Instagram, it might have looked like he had a father figure. But I think in all reality, he didn't have much male energy around.
No, I think if you asked Moose, he would say, I don't.
So I think, because he's very comfortable with women, he needed to warm up to it. And now, everything's great.
Yes.
But the warm-up period was like, oh, I think I'm warming Moose up to all guys. So I got to take it slow.
But you're a really good dad to Moose, too. I feel like you and Cal both kind of found your voice of parental authorization with them.
Lauren tell you about what? I don't know what like occasion she printed out an adoption like a form that like it's like she drafted it herself.
Stop.
It was like and
she like stamps his paw on it.
It was like this is your present.
That's adorable.
Yeah, because I remember her friend Lana. This is okay. The deep context. We were hanging out and it was like me and Lauren and her friend Lana. And we're just like hanging out. And it must have been like, I don't know, 6 months, a year, whatever. And like Lana made a comment about like, she said something about like me being like Moose's dad, which like now wouldn't be weird.
But at the time though, yeah.
Like I almost like correct, well, I don't
yeah.
remember there.
Yeah.
Because like, oh, Lauren, I don't think that. It's okay, whatever. And I could tell Lauren was like, and I was like, what? And like 10 minutes later, she like gave me this like literally like DIY piece of paper
petty.
Of like, yeah, like for this, this is.
That's so sweet.
But only if you want to, or if you're interested. And I was like, I would love to.
That's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Cal, I feel like once we got Momo and he raised her with me, I feel like he finally felt like, okay, I have a voice here.
Was he there in the room when you gave birth?
He was, okay. Yes, but.
You hold hand or?
Yeah, but you know, he has to be like shoulders up. That was the rule.
Right.
Shoulders up facing the wall.
Right.
So birth went great, quick, easy. You know, they say the second one's way easier.
No poop?
No. Oh God, no. Oh my God, that's my biggest fear with childbirth. I'm not, we'll get to that after. So just for a quick little anecdote, you know, Cal is very strict with them. He reprimands them. The other day, I pick up Daisy from the groomer, both of them from the groomer. And the
classic fun mom.
Of course, yeah. And then we got puppuccinos. I'm not even kidding. I got a puppuccino. I didn't even plan it. I was like, they had a stressful day. Puppuccino time.
We're going to go through the drive-thru, girls. We'll be right home.
Oh, I strapped them into their car seats in the back.
Get the fuck out.
Yes, I have little car seat booster seats for them. So, but I'm picking them
in
up.
In your white Range Rover.
Yes, I'm picking them up. And the groomer lady goes, oh, Momo's cute, but that Daisy, I see 6 shih tzus a day, and that's the cutest shih tzu I've ever seen. You should get her into modeling. And I was like, oh my God, I always think that, but obviously I'm her mom. I'm just
put
living.
Put 35 down for the tip.
Literally, exactly. 200%. I'm living. I take her home. I tell Cal, I think it's the best thing ever. Then a couple days later, he takes the dogs out to go to the bathroom and I'm leaving the house.
Right.
And he runs. He's like, stop. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I need the girls to see that you're leaving so that they don't freak out when you're gone. And I was like, okay. So he pulls them in and he lets me say bye to them. I was going for like an hour to go run an errand. And then before I leave, he goes, so like that Daisy modeling thing. And I was like, oh, we were kidding. And he goes, yeah, like, have you really thought about it? And I was like, I mean, I don't know. She's missing a tooth and she's not a purebred. I'm not sure if that's the thing. And he goes, yeah, but you know, she doesn't like being in loud crowds. So if you're going to get her into modeling, there can't be too many people in the room. And you know, she has to do this and blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, what?
He had the list of like,
he was ready.
What? Okay. What? Okay. There's not any part of my life or I feel like Cal's life that would equate to like, it's not like someone taught us or sat us down and was like, and this is how to be a loving and care. Have a checklist of the things that could possibly, like, but he just hops into that
it's
mode.
It's innate. You guys just have it in you. It's special.
I mean, speaking of, let me just pat myself on the back here. So Moose, Lauren, how do I say this? She works horizontally. Like Lauren has several working surfaces in the house, of which she uses none of them except for the cloud couch. Because she'll just sit with the worst posture. Like she'll be a C by the time it's all over.
Oh, yeah.
And fortunately, we both will. I'm not sure how that sex will work out, but it'll
you're
be fine.
You're going to make a heart.
Yep.
So cute.
Make it on merch right now. Yeah. Just fucking put it on merch.
Put it on merch.
Both of us
the blankets.
Just, yeah. Yeah. Just in walkers. We could share one. Anyway, so she's used to working and Moose is like touching. And Moose likes to be near humans all day.
Yes.
He wants to be around, but he doesn't want to be like, he wouldn't want to be like by an office. Like my old dogs would just sit on cold surfaces and just look at you and just wait. That's not Moose. He doesn't give a fuck what you're doing. He wants to know that you're around. So I could tell he had some nervous energy. So I took we had this like hanging chair and I took it off the chain and I flipped it over and I put a bunch of weights all over it. And then I put him in it and I was like, I just made a crib.
You made a crib for Moose.
I made a crib for Moose, yeah. In fact, there's going to be a picture right here of what it looks like. And it's fucking adorable.
It's actually very impressive.
Thank you.
It really was.
Jeremy, DIY. And of course, I sent a picture to Lauren thinking of like every other picture. And she goes, you made a crib for Moose.
That's why I literally asked you, did you send a picture yet?
That's the sweetest
thing. Because you were going to get so many points.
That's the sweetest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, then I'm going to say one dumb thing when she gets home and then there goes that.
I mean, you had it while it lasted.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. But she wasn't here for it, so it didn't really. You know what?
Set it up again.
I will say, though.
She comes home.
I feel like guys are more likely to do a cute thing when the girl's not around than when they are. Because it's like, oh, I'm just doing it. Like, I'm just doing this thing or whatever. Where if you're around, it's like, no, I can't do that because then I got to do it again.
Yeah. Is there actual thought put into that when you do that?
Guys don't put much thought into anything.
I know.
But whatever our natural dumbass thought is, or just like, no, that's what we're doing. We're not like, I just don't think we're thinking like in a vindictive sense. We just.
I appreciate that.
I'll do this now. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I mean.
We're not all.
I respect it.
Neanderthals. Just some of us. Some of us. Wait, can you go back to you shitting on pregnancy? Because I don't think we've discussed that on this podcast. And I don't think you're going to talk about it on Pretty Basic. Are you scared of that?
Oh, I'm terrified of
why?
That. That sounds mortifying.
The doctor and the nurse are not going to care.
I know, but I'm going to care. Am I going to remember it for the rest of my life?
No, because you're going to be knocked out on whatever. Are you going to, you're not going to get an epidural?
Oh, I want to be fuck everything. Give it all to me. I know, but still.
Someone in the comments is going to go, you know that an epidural doesn't do it with a baby. But listen, I was born with an epidural. I'm sure you were too.
I was born with an epidural.
Look it up. Look at us.
Two Aquarius kings and queens.
Maybe don't do the epidural.
Now that we think about it.
You're like, now that I think about it, actually, maybe that is what's wrong with us.
Okay.
Wait, okay. I wanna hear a question or a topic or a thing that you feel like is just a hair beyond what you would talk about at Pretty Basic. And I wanna talk about it. Not to put you on the spot.
No, I know. I feel like, honestly, I am such an open book that I've actually said every detail of my life on that podcast.
Okay, no. When we were there, for that one episode.
Yes.
And I feel like every other topic we brought up, like, oh, we don't usually talk about this, but okay. And
I'm really?
Like, what?
I don't.
Like drinking caffeinated coffee after 3 o'clock?
To be honest,
like,
oh, I think I blacked out. I don't remember much.
Really?
Yeah, but you bring it on me and I'll see if I have anything to say about it.
Okay. Well, I'll go to my list.
Good.
Well, hold on then.
I really do feel like I've run out of all my stories.
What do you mean?
I have nothing else to share. I'm so boring now.
Ugh.
I know.
All right. So my first note before any of these things was as I was watching the very first episode today, my favorite part was that Alicia made a 14 point bolded list of all the guests she was excited about. Were we on it? Nope. We weren't even close to it.
It goes without saying. Wait, we are quick, very excited.
So let's watch Remy sell real quick. This is going to be we get to reverse roles here. You get to sell me some bullshit. So what was,
this is not bullshit. I think that you guys are I'm not even kidding. I said to someone yesterday, you guys are my favorite to have on because it's so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's just natural. It goes without saying when the studio was built. I no joke texted Lauren. I said, hey, you guys need to be on. We need to do the full video thing because it's just going to be easy. It's going to be fun. A good time. People can see my facial expressions finally. And she loved it. And I mean that.
I believe you.
Every word of that, just like her birthday text.
I mean, that was
that may have made it in the episode. We're not sure.
I think, no, that's going in.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't very entertaining, but it was sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To be fair, when you were writing it, you weren't thinking yourself.
In a nutshell.
Right.
Not very entertaining, but pretty sweet.
You know, if you have a million people that think that, that's a business. Maybe not skincare, but everything else.
You live and you learn.
What do you think? Okay, let's say you started at the skin line tomorrow, like, and it crushed it. Can you imagine the 7 people that were like, why couldn't that have been us?
No, you know what I think? I think had I come out with a skincare line tomorrow, okay. That would be my cancellation.
Yeah? Why?
Solely because the time in which I released my skincare, I will say the ingredients were really good and the people that I worked with were really great.
Okay.
They really were.
So that's C-A-N-C-E-L and then put your finger over enter. Our fans are the nicest. People listen to this podcast are the nicest.
I know. I love the Wild Till 9 podcast. Yeah. What do you guys call them? Niners?
Tillies.
It's Wilders, Tillies, or Niners. I think
we're going to run into some trademark issues there, but that's going to be fine.
Tilly. Oh.
Yeah.
My friend works there. I think I can get you in. Don't worry.
We call her. She's like, I work the door.
She's like, I'm literally the cashier.
We like, yeah. So like, can I talk to you? Like,
yes. Higher up.
I'm thinking manager. probably legal and like yeah. business affairs. Yeah. And like I literally just work the cash register. But what I can do 15% off.
Oh, my skincare cancellation.
Yes.
So this was years and years ago. At the time, skincare has always been a big thing.
Right.
But within the past couple of years or so, especially within quarantine, it blew up and people are very knowledgeable now about ingredients. People are really they fact check ingredients.
High fructose corn syrup.
Exactly. That was what my mask was.
Got it.
I'm just kidding. Please don't hold that against me. But now if I came out and also like, I didn't really know much about it, to be honest.
Right.
I was like, I learned what they told me and I thought it was great and it was good. But now if you're going to come up with skincare, you need to literally be like
That shit has to be
scientist.
100%.
Not even like an esthetician. Like you need to know everything.
A scientist that's never seen a lab that's been close to an animal.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. I get it.
So that would have, you know, I understand skincare was not my thing. I mm-hmm. learned that. Now we're here.
Skincare wasn't your thing.
Now we're finding a new hobby.
Right.
On the way.
A la Cal Parsons.
I like Cal Parsons.
Okay, so let's go through a couple of hobbies that you definitely think would be interesting, but you would hate. Because I'll start.
Horseback riding. Oh, sorry.
Rock climbing.
I fucking love rock climbing.
What the fuck?
I can't do it, but it's fun.
You really?
Yeah. You don't think it's fun?
Do I think it's fun? Sure. I think that would, I can't imagine doing that for fun. Like, if I was, in shape and, all that, the amount of times every fucking tech bro, and all seven of you that are watching, I'm not kidding. The amount of people that bring their climbing gear in this big fat fucking bag in the startup that is the size of this room for 47 people. And you're like,
they drop it extra loud so you know they climb.
Mind you, did you drive here? So why did you bring that in with you? Why? I don't get it.
I'm telling you, they want you to know.
Oh, they all want you to know.
I think it's really cool.
Do you climb, bro? Do you ever go?
I climb.
Oh, we could go.
Go chalk up the hands, bro.
So you think you enjoy rock climbing?
My middle school did have a rock climbing wall.
Oh, you're rich.
And I did do it a couple times.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I swear.
I bet if you went back to that wall right now, it would be from here to the ceiling.
No, I bet I just couldn't do it. I really bet I couldn't.
Well, like I said, from here to the ceiling, yes. And that would be it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you ever think about how much bigger things felt when you were little?
I was just going to bring that up.
Are we the same person?
Bay.
Should we start our own YouTube channel?
We need to use our soundboard and have a song that goes bay to bay. You can do it better than I
just,
can.
No, we're keeping that.
Okay,
one.
Okay, good.
But we'll auto-tune the fuck out of it and we'll just be like,
yes.
Yeah. I'm in.
What was I saying?
How much bigger things
were. Bigger things. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have my worst memories as a child?
Okay.
Were specifically in Costco. When I would lose my mother.
Okay.
And then I would go hug some person's leg thinking it was my mother. And you look up.
Get out of here.
And it's just some random stranger.
I never did
that. Get the fuck off, kid.
I never did that.
You never did that?
No, I'm not a loser.
Oh, I did that
so many
times.
I'm kidding. I was such a loser, but I never did that. Never did that.
You want to hear one of my favorite stories of myself when I was a child?
Well, we have time to fill, so yeah.
Perfect, yeah. So there is this place called Nickel Nickel in my hometown, which
Nickel
was-
Nickel Nickel.
Nickel Nickel. It was like
5 cents, 5 cents.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Like- and a small arcade.
Okay.
And everything was a nickel.
Nickel.
Yes.
Got it.
So my mom took me to a birthday party there when I was about 2.
Okay.
And my dad, who the dynamic of my parents, my mom is the more strict one. My dad is just fun, loving dad.
Okay. Dad's in sales.
Exactly.
Classic.
Dad's in sales. Yes, exactly.
Fun parents are in sales. Not fun parents are in content or something. Go ahead.
Oh, I love that.
Like YouTubers. They wouldn't be fun. But,
no, but us.
Us.
Yes. Lauren's, Aquarius or the fun
Lauren's going to be the fun parent. I get it.
She is.
I know.
So my dad says, hey, Suze, let me take Remy.
Suze,
let me take Remy. I'm going to go watch her. We'll go play games together.
Right.
And she goes, okay. He takes me. She in her head goes, I know he's not going to watch my kid. I just know it. He goes downstairs. He gets on Galago,
whatever.
Yes, he gets his nickels. puts a dollar worth in.
Oh, he's just
so
going.
He's just there for all night. He's playing. And I'm just standing there.
Wait, he's playing and you're watching?
I'm too. I'm just on the floor.
Oh, okay.
I'm just like standing there. And my mom follows us down and goes, Remy, come here. And takes me, carries me back upstairs. No idea. Didn't see anything happen. Literally couldn't tell. Then my dad, she said, this was her favorite moment of her entire life of having children. My dad's face just fully like flushed. Runs upstairs, like freaking the fuck out. And then she had like put me to the side. She's like, what's going on? What's happening? And she gave it to him for so long until finally like she turns around and like, I'm eating cake or
did
something.
Did he admit it? I would have been like,
question.
I would have been like, oh no, I'm good. I'm going to go back to where I was and just walk around a little
just
bit.
Just want to make sure you were good.
Yeah. And
you
you're
were taken
okay?
care of.
Soup? Yes. Okay. Got Soup. It. I'm going to slide down. You stay here though. And if you see
anything out of the ordinary, you let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go play a game of hide and seek with Rem. So, you know, if you see her, maybe help.
She's hiding. She's such a good hider.
Yeah.
I think one day.
Yeah. I mean, I just hope that, you know, when I have children in 20 years, I don't lose all sense of just like, I hope I'm still fun and I could play Sue's there.
Yeah.
Although Lauren would fucking kill me.
No, you can't do that to Lauren.
Lauren would not like
you have
that.
To understand your partner.
I should be like, not a immature brat.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm still going to be an immature brat though. Going back to Cal being a dad, I will always remember this because we were like at a party at your place and like everyone was getting a little drunk and mm-hmm. it was a good time. And like every 15 minutes, hey, I don't want her out here with people walking.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. I remember, so we were all drinking, just dancing, being dumbasses. And you know, Momo's like a half an ounce. And Cal goes, I don't want her out here with all these people. And I was like, grandpa.
Oh, it's so sweet.
It's adorable.
It's sweet. But
obviously,
yeah,
I had like, to make fun of it. Obviously, it's my job to do that.
But also,
adorable.
It's a house and she lives there.
Yeah.
So I think she can roam free.
But also,
who are we to tell her where she can't go? That's my argument. If he tells me that, I go, who are we to tell her that she can't be in this room? Mama has free will.
She does.
Just as much as we all do. Cal was so mad.
Was there a third? So Remy, I saw a picture the other day or a video the other day of a possum.
Did you watch the vlog?
Fuck
Is that
no.
the second vlog you watched?
I did not. But you know what? You don't want me watching. I'm not a vlog guy.
I understand.
I'm not a vlog guy.
Yeah.
I'm just not.
Okay.
Did you box a pot? You just nursed a possum? Like what did you do? How did you find a possum?
Jer-Bear extraordinaire.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a new one.
Yes.
30 years. No one's done that.
Really?
Yeah. And Jer-Bear extraordinaire.
Did you like it?
No.
Okay. Noted.
But you could say it.
File that back for the archives. So my dream, my whole life.
Okay.
I've always been an animal lover.
Okay.
Growing up, one time I went fishing at the local, I believe it was like the dried out Orange County Lake. I'm walking out of the bathroom. I look down at my shoe. I see a tarantula. I go, oh my God. I tell my dad, we put it in a paper bag. I take it home as my pet. I named him Harry. I kept him.
Okay, well, that's a great name.
Thank you so much.
He's fuzzy.
Thank you so much.
Got it.
So my whole life, whenever I find an animal, you know, I love to nurse it back to health if I can.
Got it.
You know, birds, a broken wing, we do the popsicle, right. little flappy thingy. Yep. What is it, sling? Cast?
I don't know.
Cast.
Never done
we
it.
We do that. You know, growing up, I always had really unconventional pets too. My parents would not let us get a dog. We had snakes, geckos, any sort of like chameleon you could imagine. All crazy
what?
Shit.
What?
Yeah. I had two hamsters. Two. That was pretty normal.
I had two hamsters. End of story.
I was going to say their names, but never mind.
You got, well, yeah. Okay.
I got embarrassed. Anyway, no,
well, now you got to say the names.
Tigger and Digger.
Ta-ta for now, Tig. Bye.
Tig. So anyways, yeah. My dream, especially since being on TikTok, where I'm on the TikTok side, where is this even interesting?
No. Oh, Remy, okay. We're in now.
Okay. You can cut this.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you're 56 minutes in and this is what takes you off? Okay.
There are so many TikToks of people finding baby animals, eggs that they have to.
You thought there was going to be a longer list there, didn't you? You got baby animals and here
well,
and you go,
okay,
fuck.
Do you know how many fallen are baby animals? We have a baby marsupials. You've got
Wait, little, isn't marsupial like a family? Isn't it like a subspecies?
Yes.
Like my animal knowledge, slim to none. Something
I love animals.
Oh, I love animals. I just don't know. But if it's an insect or this or that, like I'm out.
Oh, okay. Understandable.
Yeah.
Well, my main dream is to find an abandoned egg and then have to go buy an incubator and then hatch it.
So you're
sit on the egg.
A lone egg.
Yes.
Just by itself.
Yes.
And you want to go.
That's all I want. I haven't found that yet, but you know, I'll also take a cute little baby possum that I found in my backyard.
Okay.
That we put into a box.
Okay.
And I took care of it. And I actually, I'm really happy we're talking about this because I found her. Her name was Tinky.
Okay.
I kept her for 2 nights as I was waiting for some sort of animal shelter to get back to me so that I could take her in because I didn't know what I was doing.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
They can pick up possums?
They take anything.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought they'd be like, yeah, put it back where you found
it. Unless it's like not native to the area and ain't going to harm the area.
And they don't touch it?
Then they euthanize it.
Oh.
I know. It's really sad. But possums are normal, obviously. So Tinky was really cute. I took care of her. But we dropped her off at the shelter and they took care of her as far as I know. And I think about her often.
Okay.
But now I'm on TikTok and I saw someone saved a possum the same size as Tinky. And they are hand feeding her and keeping her as a pet. Which means I could have done that. I just got
so. You can do that.
Yes, you can.
Legally?
All the comments are saying that they make great pets.
And I want to run this back. You said the TikTok comments.
Yes.
Are saying they make great pets.
You know my favorite comment. So I posted me saving Tinky, obviously, and our journey together.
Uh-huh.
I also had the worst allergies for like a week after because I was just sitting over the cage, just.
Don't they hiss?
Yes, so cute. But they don't carry rabies. But my favorite comment was, I posted this vlog, right? Someone comments, why the hell this girl got an Alabama roadkill in her house? I was like, honestly, why?
I like that you gave the comment an accent.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I do a pretty good Southern accent.
I wish that, I hope more than anything that it was someone from the UK.
Oh, that's true.
Just British,
that's
true. Like, okay, got it. Okay, so you want to nurse what was otherwise hopeless creature into a life that they deserve. I don't disagree with the animal thing.
Okay.
I wouldn't, we have a possum currently in our front yard.
How big?
Small enough that I thought it was a rat for a while.
Can I nurse?
Get the fuck, well, actually you can't because I learned they eat snakes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Snake venom. Possum doesn't give a shit. It's like honey badger.
Really?
Yeah.
Honey badgers are fucking wild.
I wonder how many people get the honey badger reference on this podcast. Because that's old.
That was really old.
The honey badger didn't give a shit.
I fucking love honey
badger. What was that? Was that like a bro Bible? Like, remember like the websites you used to go to?
Oh my God. It was that one guy that did all those.
Yeah.
All the animals. You're right. I loved him.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was a website. I'm almost positive. I don't think it was YouTube.
Oh, I thought it was YouTube. No, it's YouTube.
I'm sure it got to YouTube.
Oh,
really?
Okay,
no,
okay.
I think, like, remember like back,
Honey Badger don't give a shit.
Honey Badger don't give a shit.
That's right.
Oh my God. People are going to listen to like, oh my God, boomers. Or, no, what's worse? Millennials.
Ew.
Whatever. Aren't you a Gen Z?
No, I'm a millennial.
You cusp?
I'm cusp. Mm. I'm 95. So I think I'm millennial.
Wow. Air Max 95.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
An iconic year.
Truly an iconic year.
You know what's great about my birthday? Is this podcast good?
I don't get. Oh, I'm sorry. You get to hang out with this. Do you know what this is? This couldn't be more of a like us hanging out.
No, I know for real.
And people are either going to really like that or go,
or really fucking hate
Let's
it.
Let's get Lauren back and, have Lauren, and Jeremy can speak less.
I mean, I understand. But what's great about my year, I'm not going to go into it. It's so boring.
Remy.
Continue on. No. It's so boring.
That's not true.
It is.
You're kidding.
No, I'm
fine, I'll go to the next thing in my list.
Good, yeah. No,
even we're like already out of time, but I have a few more things I want to talk about.
We're talking about. Fun.
I want to know why Lana Condor is your number one.
Oh my God, I love Lana Condor.
Why?
She and I did a Target brand deal together.
Oh, you've made money together?
Yes.
Okay.
We are entrepreneurial spirits, one and the same.
Two badass women.
And she was just so fucking cool. Like we got along so well.
You've already done business together?
Yes.
You've already like
and
made a friendship?
And the comments were so nice. People were like, they seem like best friends. And I was like, that's what I'm trying.
So you have a healthy business and friendship with
her? We sometimes DM.
So why isn't she on the pod?
She's currently shooting a movie as we speak. So she couldn't come in. But maybe once she stops being a Hollywood iconic actress.
Don't you hate when people pop off like that?
It's just like.
And just
leave Don't you want to come film a podcast?
Yeah.
Just for an hour.
Yeah, like you don't get any of the ad revenue, but like you can come hang out.
I love her. She's super cool. I'm friends with her, and I'm also friends with Chloe Kim, who, no offense, Tiff, Lauren, Mia, love you. I might have to branch off and start a new Asian girl squad, because would that not be fucking iconic? I'm totally kidding. Tiff, please don't kill me. Thank you.
What's fun about that is I'm going to use that for sure for the first clip.
Oh, no.
No context.
I'm going to get in trouble.
You won't get in trouble. That's going to be the title. Starting new, or like exit, like cutting off the rest of the Asian Girl Squad.
Yes.
Lauren not on the podcast. Oh, Tiger Beat's going to have a
Can you imagine
heyday.
The drama?
J14, you're welcome.
J14.
Okay, got it. All right. I think that's a real answer. And I want to, this is not on the list, but follow up question to that. Would you, I know you would. Would you ever do a movie or acting seriously?
No.
Why?
Because I can't act.
I don't believe that.
No.
What do you mean?
I cannot act.
What do you mean you can't act?
I don't know how to act well.
What do you mean?
I just don't. I don't find it fun because I'm not good.
Okay, if it's not, I understand if it's not fun, but I think, why don't you think if the role was right, you could do it?
If the role was literally being me, then I think I could do it. But anything else, I'm just really bad. Have you heard about my Disney Channel experience?
Stop it right now. Jeremy, I didn't know you had a Disney Channel experience.
Jeremy.
But I'm also jealous that you even had a Disney Channel experience.
Oh, I like cried uncontrollably because I'm a Disney Channel girl. I was watching Disney Channel when I shouldn't have been watching Disney Channel. I was like 22 watching Disney Channel religiously.
And by 22, she means last week.
Exactly.
Okay.
I actually did watch it.
What do you mean experience with Disney Channel?
So you know how Maker was bought by Disney. So a lot more influencers started getting Disney experiences and the opportunities and things. Mm-hmm. So I got the call to be a part of a Dove Cameron music video. This is when she was doing Liv and Maddie. Yes.
Sure.
And I was very excited. And What?
I just am loving where this is going.
Also, my bra just fell. That's Please okay. hold.
Well, listen, there's nothing new here. Nothing new here. We'll adjust on the fly.
Thank you so much. Okay. Hold on.
Listen, you got to do you.
Okay. So set the scene. I'm in college and I get-
Where'd you go to school, by the way?
University of California, Riverside.
Shout out Riverside.
Also known as the UC Rejects.
No.
No, that was what they said.
So you're telling me between Lauren's college, which is being renamed right now, because apparently this dude was a creep, not graduating, you calling the rejects, that's the three of us?
Dream team.
Hey, listen, it's your problem for listening to us.
Exactly.
I'm kidding. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Latvia. So was it Latvia?
Oh, Latvia.
It was Latvia, okay.
Latvia for sure.
Latvia for sure. So I get the call. I lose my mind. They say, okay. Come to...
And you were already on YouTube, right?
I was already on YouTube. Okay. I was in college and freaking the fuck out. Absolutely losing my mind. They say, you're going to be in this music video. We're doing it with Dove Cameron.
Right.
Christina Grimmie.
Okay.
And Baby Kaylee. Do you know who Baby Kaylee is? She's that girl on... Do you watch TikTok?
No.
Okay,
Lauren has done this thing where she now makes a playlist for me at the end of the night.
That's adorable.
She nearly sits on top of me, like right when I'm done with working. She's like, can I show these TikToks now? And I'm like, sure. And then she goes through each one and watches my facial reactions.
I do that with Cal and we go through my likes. Yeah. And then I just scroll until I know that he's going to like one. And then it's usually just me like, one more minute. Hold on. Like, I'll find a good one. I promise.
And then does he play along?
Yes, he's very nice about it. Right. So Baby Kaylee, she was, no joke, like a six-year-old aspiring rapper at the time.
Cool.
But now she's blown up and she just had a TikTok sound go viral the other day. Regardless.
Shout out Baby Kaylee.
Shout out Baby Kaylee.
Yeah.
So the guy tells me, you're going to be in this music video, blah, blah, blah. I'm so excited. I show up to set.
No, I'm scared.
He says, I'm gonna send you the song. You can listen to it, get to know it before you come. I'm like, cool. This guy never sent me the song though. So I'm like, oh, maybe, you know. I don't need to know it. I'm not sure.
No.
I show up on set, Van Nuys, California, pull up in my Volkswagen CC, park the car, get out. So stoked. I meet everyone. They're so nice. They put me in wardrobe.
No.
They start playing the song.
Okay.
Obviously everyone knows the song because they are on the song. I, no joke, was the token Asian girl. And I was just like, oh, you know, and like it clicked. I was like, oh my God.
What?
Yeah, it was kind of a traumatizing experience. I was just like,
oh, did you get it?
Okay, I got it, but I was like, that kind of sucks, but it's fine. Anyways, So I'm already a little. Really,
I know why I'm here. Because it's me.
Because it's me.
Me, I'm here.
And they
me.
Were getting mad at me because I was wearing like a shirt, like an overshirt.
Sure.
But like, I'm sorry. I have big boobs. Like, I can't change that. Also, you knew that when you brought me in.
It was a Disney Channel show. Well, would so you want them out?
I put a cami on and then I put, no joke, it's like a sheer long sleeve on top.
Sure.
But you can see through the sheerness. Well, and they kept getting mad at me for
having
my
boobs?
Yes, exactly. For my top underneath going down. I'm like, I'm sorry. You're having me dance here. Like, anyways, that's a whole other thing. I don't know the song lyrics.
Okay.
They
and
play
everybody
the song.
Else did.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm very upset on set. I'm like, what? I look stupid. They told me they send me the song. They didn't. I go to my email right
Stop
there.
It.
Right there at the bottom. I just didn't know how to read emails yet. So I had the track the whole time. But if I learned anything in my dance days, you just fake it till you make it.
Honey.
And you go like this. Watermelon,
watermelon, watermelon, watermelon,
water. So go watch the music video.
The link will be below.
The link will be below. Not a single word matches my lips, but you can see me going watermelon, water, and just like, yeah.
Just doing a background part.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I truly, now I know why I was there, but I don't know why I was there.
You know, there are experiences that everyone thinks this is going to be a life-changing moment for me because they're super positive.
Yeah.
And you kind of forget those. Those are not the ones that you forget.
No, that yeah. one stayed with me mm-hmm. to this moment mm-hmm. in this chair.
Right. Yeah. Things like that, you're like, oh, I learned something here today.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Something I didn't necessarily want to learn.
I think it's fucking insane to me that it's like, can you imagine being a casting director, like that job?
You have to be the most judgmental person probably in the world.
And there's such a fine line, but sure, like between being a judgmental person and also not being true to what you need and not judging enough and
yeah.
being too lax and letting it go. It's like yeah. you almost have to be decisive or intentional, but not too intentional. That would be a mind fuck.
I don't think I could do it. I really don't.
I don't think I could not do it. I just don't think that would be something that would make me excited to get up in the morning.
I would feel bad. I'd feel really bad.
You'd feel bad about cutting people.
Yeah. People's feelings. That's why I don't like watching like the first few weeks of any American Idol, any show.
Because you just don't want to see that many people leave.
Their dreams are crushed.
I get it.
Why would you want to watch that?
I get it.
Even The Voice, they're all good and people still don't make it. So I wait. Few weeks in, everyone's already there, really fucking stoked to
everyone's
be there.
I got a little bit farther in their career.
Exactly, exactly. That's when I can finally tune in.
If you were going to be on a reality TV show, yes. which one would it be?
Ooh, I would say Big Brother.
Why?
Because
and I've never watched it.
You've never watched it?
I don't even know the premise. I mean, Big Brother is kind of self-explanatory.
Yes, yeah. It's basically you're in a mansion
okay.
and the cameras are on, Big Brother's always watching. So they're constantly, there's a live feed for the whole duration of the show.
Okay.
You can see obviously the recorded portions on like the actual show.
Right.
I think they air like three times a week or so. So it's very frequent.
Okay.
And then the feed is live all the time. And you just have to make nice with everyone in the house. And then you just go through like an elimination process. Kind of, I think it's similar to Survivor.
What do you mean elimination? What are they eliminating
You're
you
You're voting
on?
Each other out of the house. So you want to be nice to everybody, obviously. And then there's like fun games involved. It looks like a good time. And I think I could do it because I think I could be friends with everyone. I think I could.
You could be friends with everybody.
Yeah. The only thing is like getting watched all the time, but I mean.
What's new?
I mean, yeah, I think I could do it. I think if I were to do a show, it'd be
Can you imagine if you're like, you guys don't mind? I was going to cook a little bit. Would anybody eat anything?
The live feed is just me.
Or no, I was going to make lasagna. Does anyone have any issues or any
dietary
allergy
restrictions?
Concerns?
Yeah. Can I help? Mm-hmm. Anything?
I could see that. I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
But then what would happen to your mental health when you did get voted off?
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even think that far.
A week before you really thought you were going. Like,
you know what? I wouldn't be sad about getting voted off.
Okay.
I'd be sad that someone didn't like me and they chose to vote me off. I wasn't good enough.
You'd be more sad about like, I can't believe I made someone so sad. They were probably just thinking, I wish she would leave.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be like, what did I do to make them not want me to be there to help with anything I can help with or do anything like that? I would just self-destruct.
I would love to meet Remy at 14.
Oh my God.
And just kick it for an hour.
Oh my God.
Do you feel like there's a lot of similarities or do you feel like you've, blossomed as a personality?
Many similarities.
Okay.
Still a sensitive little bitch.
Okay. There's other words. Like, aware of sad things.
Lauren and I call ourselves sensy bitches. We are sensy bitches.
Yeah, I don't disagree with
that. I am better at setting boundaries now. I've gotten much better. I used to do this thing where every time I met someone new, I would make them be my best friend. I'd be like, oh my God, we need to be best friends. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh yeah.
And then more often times than not, it just didn't work out. Whether they were a compulsive liar,
right?
You know, whether they were just like really mean, whatever. I've learned now boundaries.
It's okay. Not everyone has to like you.
No. What?
I mean, they don't like you?
No, I understand. I'm learning that, yes.
I don't believe you.
What show would you be on?
The Sing Off. Oh. What would I be on? I think... probably My Unorthodox Life. Shout out Netflix. Yes. No, I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm only 0.7% Jewish, and I didn't find that out until about 6 months ago.
You're 0.7%?
Yes, I am.
Do you qualify for birthright?
I don't qualify for anything.
You can qualify for birthright, maybe.
I think, I'm pretty sure one of my Jewish friends told me before I knew that I had any, and he was like, yeah, just say you're Jewish. What?
Just to go?
That's it?
Like, my friend is 1/18th, and she somehow finessed her way on. So
I just want to know how anyone knows they're 1/18th.
It's not that hard. You're just half of...
Walk me through that. No, I went up. Yeah, go ahead.
Half, quarter.
Uh-huh.
Half of a quarter.
Okay.
Half of a quarter. That's 1/18th.
Well, that math lines up. Did you know that you can't fold any sheet of paper more than 7 times?
No.
Or maybe it's not possible to fold any sheet of paper 7 times.
Very interesting.
We'll try it afterwards.
This is something I couldn't talk about. I'm pretty basic.
Really?
So I'm so glad we're getting there.
What do you mean?
Folding paper?
Yeah, so... grab a sheet of paper right now and try and fold that shit 7 times. Good
luck.
All
the comments are going to be like, please bring Lauren back. Please bring Lauren back.
No, the problem is, of course, they will get to like minute 7 and be like, this is like, so Lauren's not coming?
Yes.
So she's not, like, it wasn't a bad joke? No. I was half surprised when we told the studio, like, oh, no, we're going to do it. Lauren won't be there. The reason everyone came to the show. And then we're going to replace her with somebody else and just not really give any warning.
Exactly.
And they go,
did you really tell them I'm coming on?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's funny is they had a queue of brands lining up that wanted to get in front of Bremi Cruz.
Really?
No, but.
Oh, I was really excited.
I really wish you weren't so excited about that.
I was so honored.
I was trying to get, they had a queue of brands lining up.
Oh.
No, you get excited.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was crazy. Yeah. It's like, oh, you would, you heard of them before.
Yeah.
It was, Louis Vuitton.
And, yes.
Yeah.
It's Honey Pop, my skincare line.
Right. Yeah. Not honey.
Not honey. Just pop.
All right, Rem. Rapid fire.
Oh, yay.
Oh my God, I can't rapid fire these. This is not rapid fire.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay. I'm expecting it still.
Okay. Just a couple like high level questions that I'm just curious to get the answer on.
Okay.
If you could have one celeb, and I mean celeb, like A-list, whatever, BFF, who would it be?
I would have had an answer for you a while ago, but I can't anymore.
Oh.
You know?
Well, I don't, but I understand.
We spoke about it last time I was on here. I no longer want that friend. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
I would have to say, I really think Lauren Rehamaki.
You didn't fucking say that. a celebrity.
Okay. She is a celebrity to me.
Well, we go to Disney. She sure is.
Oh yeah. You go to the Brandy Melville. I'm sure she's fucking popping
There's a few places where she's like, I'm going to pop in here real quick. I go, you're going to do it alone.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be over here.
Just wait.
You know why?
Bath and Body Works, you're outside.
You know why? Because, hey, take this. The amount of times a camera's just been thrown in my chest. I'm like,
Oh my God. I get stopped so much because of Cal now. People are always just like, I saw Cal. I saw Cal.
The other? Oh my, actually I recognized you.
And because you're tall.
And I wonder if she was around. Take this picture.
Yes.
What the fuck?
I love it. I would have to say Mindy Kaling.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm a big Mindy Kaling fan.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Mindy Kaling.
Yes.
Sees you at Starbucks. Goes, I know this is super weird, but I've watched your videos. Okay. Yes. And you're like, oh my God, that's so nice. You guys are talking. She goes, I know this is crazy, but I'm shooting a music video. And I need you to sing in the background. Okay. What are you saying?
What am I singing in the background?
No, I just need you dancing and singing in the background.
Oh, a watermelon, yeah. Watermelon.
Are you in?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, got it. Now, I'm shooting a movie. I'd like you to be in it.
Okay.
Well, you just said you wouldn't do acting.
I don't want to, but I would do anything for Mindy Kaling.
Okay, that's far reaching.
Thank you.
Okay, got it. You answer that. I'll take that.
Okay, here's the thing. Let me just.
It's your podcast.
Thank you so much.
I'm just the boyfriend.
You're just the boyfriend. I don't want to do acting.
Okay.
I don't want to subject myself to the audition process because the rejection sounds bad. And also, I just know I'm not good. If someone seeks me out and knows I'm not good, that's on them. Then I'll be there.
Truer words have not been spoken. Yeah. That's not your problem. Exactly. That's their fault.
That's all you. I will be there if you want me to.
I have a feeling, Remy, that if you were to ever get an acting role, they wouldn't ask you to audition. And if they didn't ask you to audition, they knew what they were getting.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's why if Minnie came up to me, I'd say yes.
You know what? I'm not buying any of this. I take it all back. I think you could crush a slightly scripted Food Network show.
I hope maybe. Do you think they're scripted though? I don't think they're scripted.
No.
Oh, fuck. I always learn something new on a podcast I don't want to learn about.
It's not that it's scripted, but like it's going to be like, it's a recipe.
I mean,
There's about a time. Like also, I hate to tell you guys, half of shit's not, you always know that Remy actually cooks it because you can see the clock behind her. You can see the 17 hours go by. I don't mean to ruin any magic for you, but they're not cooking on Food Network.
I mean, it makes sense now that I cook for 17 hours and my feet are killing me.
But this is what's insane to me. You actually cook. And also food styling, you don't use real food. You use real food.
Yeah.
That makes, like, you're doing the two things that, like, everyone at home thinks, that, like, you're doing the actual movie magic without the magic.
Being authentic.
We're being frugal.
I love it.
Yes. We're trying to make some money.
Yes.
She goes, skincare line out again. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to be first in line in that I told everybody so that I think the food, everything is going to be successful.
I'm telling you.
I'll be first in line to be like, listen, we're going to get it the next time. Next thing.
Just keep going. Keep getting out of Tiger. Great. You got it.
This next thing you're going to do is going to be great.
Exactly.
Rem?
Yes.
Oh, this is such a simple but also complicated question.
Okay.
Do you dream?
Like when I sleep or about my goals and aspirations?
No, like Rem.
Rem. Wow. I know. I know.
Like Rem dream.
Yes. Do I Rem dream?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And you remember them?
Oh, yeah. I have some crazy dreams. Whenever I eat right before bed, insane.
Really?
Yeah. I usually forget them by the time that I'm brushing my teeth.
Okay, but you remember when you wake up?
Oh, yeah.
I swear, every girl I've ever known talks about these vivid, crazy, amazing dreams with colors and smells and feel. And I'm just like, I was pretty sure until like 6 months ago, all my dreams were in black and white and in 2D.
Interesting.
And they're not. Like, I've thought about it since, but like, until I thought about it, that's not the way that like my brain works at night.
Mine are so vivid that I wake up and have to convince myself that that wasn't my normal life. Sometimes it takes me a really long time to get back into the motion. Most of the time, if it's like a really vivid, scary one, uh-huh, I'll wake up and be so relieved. And there is never a time that I love my life more than when I wake up from that dream because it feels so real.
I feel you. Yeah. And like, I can relate to that, but I feel like the majority of my dreams now are just like mundane, like what storyline was I coming up with for that? Like, just like, that's not getting picked up by any network. That
just
was boring.
Like hanging out, yeah, doing your thing. Oh yeah, mine are fucking crazy. I wish I could tell you some, but I already forgot them.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, that answers the question. Because yes. I don't think everybody, like, maybe it's just me, but I don't feel like maybe it's just because guys don't sit around talking about the dreams because we're all too manly for that.
Yeah.
By God, we share our feelings. You know what I should do? Is one time it's just me, Callan, hanging out. I'll just go, hey bro, like, what are you dreaming about?
Oh, he would probably tell you some like crazy story.
That'd be really cute.
I know.
No, watch, he goes, I don't really dream. I don't really dream.
That's such a good impression.
It's like, Cal, it's so funny. I think that I'm going to cover my nose. But last time I did that on video, someone was like, is he making fun of Cal's nose? I'm like, you're starting. Oh. I was like, one, no, you're starting shit.
You're starting shit.
He sounds a little nasally sometimes.
He does.
And so do I.
That was a really good impression.
Well, also, do you ever see the guy that does like SpongeBob's voice? He's like slapping his throat.
Oh,
to make that
yes,
laugh.
I have. You're right.
Okay. I have a feeling that we're going to relate on this.
Okay.
There's a list of a lot of questions. And this one, I was like, oh, I need to know Remy's. What's the consistently weird thing that you do when no one else is home?
Walk around naked.
That's not weird.
That's not weird?
That's not weird.
I can't think of
it. You have a lot of windows though. We should talk about that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. As you said in the first podcast, let the freak flag fly.
Let your freak flag fly.
I get it. Yeah.
No, I don't know. What's your thing?
Sing what I would call the deep cuts of the things I've been interested in as a human or whatever. So like, whether it's country, whether it's musical, whether it's like, it's the lamest of the music that I'm interested in.
Okay.
And I'll just put that shit on full blast and Moose will just go, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I don't do that.
I thought for sure, we've loved drunk country music together.
I mean, I love sober country music.
Country music gets better to me after a few whiskeys.
I mean, I agree with that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think I really do anything. I know. And I would be honest with you.
I know.
I don't think I do anything that weird.
Have I ever told you I'm disappointed?
I understand.
Wow.
I'll think about it. See, I think
fail skincare line. I was right behind you. I was gonna support you. You know what? I'm gonna get a text from you in two weeks.
It'll come
and
to
you're
me.
Gonna go, I know.
And then you'll tell them on a future episode.
I will.
Okay, good.
God, that's
I know.
So
I'm sorry. That's well, so
we're not
boring.
Ending on that. Okay, got it. Oh, this is a sad question. I don't want this one.
Okay.
Ooh, I know what we're gonna end on.
I don't want it to be over. I'm having so much fun.
But everyone's like, it needs to be over. Our editor's like, you're. Got it. She's like, she's hitting fast forward at this point. I want to talk not about your dreams and goals and aspirations because you're already doing those.
Oh, thank you.
I want to talk about this bucket list that we're going to do the moment we're traveling again.
Yes.
I want to talk about it now. And you know why I want to talk about it? Huh. Because this podcast has birthed vacations. And
has
I'd like
it
to birth another one.
Okay.
And there'd be nothing more fun than us going home. Well, you go home and Cal being like, oh, and me telling Lauren, guess what we talk about in the pod? So we have to go do it.
Can you imagine if we went on a group vacation? Oh, it would be amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
Like I would, I can't imagine. I would like to do it.
And we would like to do it. What's your destination? Dream destination.
Me?
Yeah.
One? Dream? Well,
for our, no, just for our
trip. For us?
For our trip, yes.
Okay. If we're going to do something in the States.
Okay.
I don't want to go to the United States with us.
No.
I want to go somewhere else.
Okay.
I want to go. Oh, fuck.
Speak it into existence.
Well, so here's the thing I'm having a hard time like getting my head around. Mm-hmm. I can't decide if I want to go somewhere brand new for everybody mm-hmm. or go somewhere that I've already been before that I know is a great time.
The latter.
But here's the problem with that. When you have a good time somewhere foreign for the first time and have all these memories and there are things attached to it, you go back and you're like, oh, they moved the ice cream
I've
stand.
I've actually done that, yeah.
I'm always like fearful.
You're right.
That's such a sad part of wisdom, but I'm like, I want to keep that memory where it is.
Yeah, I do see what you're saying.
But like, I mean, I would go, but I'm just like, oh fuck. I almost think we should go somewhere that we like know is going to be fun.
Okay.
No one's, but like, oh, I'm with you. We could go to like, oh my God. But I want to go somewhere that we can like half turn up and half relax.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we go to Tahiti. We scuba dive. We see whale sharks. Are there whale sharks there? I have to fact check that. I believe there are. We see whale mm-hmm. sharks. My goal in life is to discover a new species.
Okay.
That's what I'm working on.
And that's the one you're going to hatch?
Oh my God. Yes. Maybe while we're there, I discover the new species. I would like to scuba dive together.
Why do we have to go to the most expensive place on earth to scuba dive?
I never said that.
Tahiti?
You asked me our dream vacation.
Tahiti?
I said, sure. You can Tahiti on a budget, I'm sure.
Can you?
Yeah.
Have you done that before?
No. But I'm sure you can.
Okay. It's very expensive.
I know.
Very expensive. And so Lauren differs from Remy and I in that Remy and I like nice things.
Yes.
And when we get around each other, we like more nice things.
We're such enablers for each other.
It's not good.
So
it's not good.
Do you want to know why I have 30 Tito's bottles sitting in my wine rack in my house? He's sitting right across from me.
Meanwhile, the house that she bought maybe 2 weeks prior that, God forbid, the room that's as big as this room that's supposed to hold bottles isn't filled immediately.
No, and that can't happen. And so now I have 30 bottles of Tito's thanks to you.
What did I say?
You were just like, Remy, why is that not filled?
No, I know what I said. I remember I looked at it, I go, is everything okay?
Yes, you did. You said that. And I was like, you're like, you need to fill. I was like, why haven't I thought of that?
You're like, you're so right.
You are the ultimate peer pressurer. Yes.
I just want you to be happy.
And that's what a peer pressurer would say.
Did it make you happy?
Maybe. I went to the Tito's booth at Lollapalooza and these great guys were working it. And I was like, you guys, I need to show you something. I show them a picture of the phone. They freak out.
Oh, I'm sure.
I order a drink. They fill the cup to the top and go, I know you want to have fun, girly. Hands me the drink. Don't remember the rest.
And if you're wondering where her voice went, it went there.
Exactly. It left inside the booth.
And then that stayed in Chicago.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. We can't end on that story.
Okay.
But God, fucking... You're the ultimate enabler.
You are.
Uh-huh. I genuinely feel like this is going to either have been a complete nightmare.
I know.
And no one will listen to it. And it'll be terrible. And we'll never be able to do a guest episode without anybody else. Actually, you know what we'll be able to do? We will, because I'll be kicked off and somebody else will be replaced. And it's going to go really well.
Just a rotating chair every week.
It'll be one of those things where it's like, okay, cool. They just didn't like it.
Yeah.
Got it. Cool.
Mm. I hope they like it.
You know what the problem is? Mm. We're not being genuine.
And how are we not being genuine?
Because we're not wild till nine. We're wild after nine.
We are wild after nine.
Yeah.
We were before.
We haven't been. When's the last time I saw you? This is the first time I've seen you up to 9 o'clock in
months. I know. I'm telling you, I'm boring now.
Yeah, but I enjoy it.
Thank you. My liver enjoys it too.
I enjoy being boring.
Oh, you do. I do too.
Remy, I'm not going to say a thing. When you walked in this evening, my girlfriend's out of town in Canada. I have the house to myself. What were half the things that I was talking about and had already done before you got there?
The first thing, you frantically ran over to the bathroom and let me know that you have exchanged the bath mats and hand towels 3 times. We're still deciding on a color. You then pointed out that the glass has a light green tint that is brought out furthermore with, you know, green accents. Mm-hmm. So we're not sure if we can do that. Mm-hmm. The couch had been completely cleaned. Mm. It looks like a professional dry cleaner has tackled that project.
Moose will ruin that soon.
Exactly. Moose is rubbing his asshole all over it. Right. We had fresh baked goods out.
Those were a gift, but yeah.
I mean, they were out and they were in Tupperware. You know, Cal would let them out.
I put them in Tupperware.
Cal would have let them out. Cal eats like half a muffin and just leaves it out.
What's wrong with people? What? Lauren will open a bag of cereal and she'll put it back into the cupboard.
No.
Just
no.
Open.
I don't believe that.
We're going to go downstairs right after this. Because there's two types of people. I'm not kidding. She gets done and she just puts it back in the cupboard.
Does she not understand that oxygen
will
make it stamp?
Cereal doesn't last long around here. So I don't know why I would just need to cover it.
I'm going to buy her a cereal thing for her birthday. I'll buy her a container box.
As if I didn't order those this week.
Did you?
They're waiting for more.
Wait, when is this episode going?
Next week, baby. We got to get these things moving.
When is she coming back?
Sunday.
Okay, good. Then I'll give her gift by then. She won't listen to this. Do you want to know what I got her?
Yeah.
A squishmallow. Are you mad at me?
No.
I heard that you're only allowed to have, she's only allowed to have so many.
Okay, now I'm a controlling boyfriend.
Oh, shit.
She's only allowed to have so many in the bed when we are sleeping.
That's reasonable.
I think that's reasonable.
That's reasonable.
Too, because between her sleeping habits of, let me just move closer to you, and 3 stuffed animals, there's no more king size bed.
Is
levels.
She a cuddler? Are you a cuddler?
No. Well, no. She's more of a cuddler than I am.
Yeah.
But she gets sweaty.
Yeah.
I don't.
I get sweaty too.
And so she gets grossed out by her own sweaty. And she's like, I'm getting sticky. Yes. And then she just moves away.
I am the exact same. So what Cal I do? Cal and I, same exact dynamic.
So he doesn't get sweaty either?
No.
What's?
Do you snore? He snores so fucking much.
I did before I got my tonsils taken out.
Your tonsils.
Yeah, at 19. Worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh my God.
Worst pain ever.
Did you eat a lot of ice cream?
I don't know what this myth, 9-year-olds get their tonsils taken out and are eating ice cream.
That's true.
No. I puked over my stitches and had to go to the ER.
Oh my God.
Because the medicine to like make my pain go away made me sick because I was eating. Remy, it was hell.
I got my wisdom teeth out when I was 9. I didn't even know. Like, isn't that crazy?
That's so young.
Yeah. They were like in my gums. They had to go and cut them out because my mouth was so crowded because I have beaver teeth and a baby infant mouth. I'm not kidding. It's true.
Do you have all your real teeth still?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Why? Do people not?
In Los Angeles that do entertainment?
Oh, the veneers? Yeah, no.
A couple people.
I want them. One day, maybe.
Well, you gotta wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not yet.
No. When you did that acting gig.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When when Mindy Kaling finds me in a Starbucks.
When she follows you.
That's when, exactly.
Okay, yeah. We'll end the pod on this. Do you want to know what I got Lauren for? Because, let's see. Oh yeah, I could say this because it will come out afterwards. Yes. You know, I got her.
What?
I haven't yet. I don't have anything.
Don't say that.
I have nothing.
Jeremy.
She doesn't let me buy her a gift.
She doesn't let you?
Every other girl in the world, if I said, every other girl, a lot of girls, every other girl that I dated, if I was like, we can get a designer. We can go get some jewelry. We can do all these things. We'll buy something nice you can wear all the time.
Yeah.
And I'll even really think hard on what I think you would actually wear and not be like, I thought it was cute. Like some dumbass guy.
Yep. Sounds like hell.
I can buy my own jewelry. I can buy my own this. If I want to design, I buy kind of thing. I have to come up with a special thing.
Oh.
I know. But and it's got to be like well thought out and experienced and this and that. I think I have an idea, but like I haven't executed on it yet.
Okay.
I think I'm going to combine all the things that she knows that I don't really enjoy that she wants to do.
Oh, she'll love that.
And I'm going to have a good time doing it with her.
Good.
I'm going to map it all out.
Oh, that's really cute. Yes, that's good.
And
that's
if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be like, you didn't do that.
No, she's going to be really like, fucking mad. Hannah?
Yeah, you're going to go like, oh, he got her the jewelry. Yeah. Cool. What do we think the reception's going to be? So comment below if you liked the podcast.
Please say that you liked it even if you didn't. Thank you so much for having me.
Can we actually insert that at the beginning so that way people know to just lie to us?
Yes, please just be nice.
I wonder how much it costs to hire like a bot farm to just spam us with nice comments.
That's a really good
That's a great question. Idea. If there's anybody out there that knows how to do that, I'll reimburse you.
Instead of paying me for this episode, just take my money and put that straight into
but
that.
You're going to invoice Lauren and just going to say Lauren's cut.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
I love that.
I hope everyone knows that I am kidding and I'm not getting paid to be here right now.
I'm probably not even paid to be here. It's Lauren's team handling everything. Just like, yeah, you might get a little, yeah, we didn't make any money this year.
We're sorry. Just here for we her just, right now.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, we're making. This has been Lord DIY's Wild Till 9 by Latvia.